When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
6:01 on Wednesday, the third day of September 2025. The 1 in 5 shot, high low. I want to go to Disneyland. Ordinarily, I would go straight to that and just not even mess around.
Yeah.
Which we will in a minute. Just if you're just waking up, high number. Right now, yep, she's got it. I can tell by the look on her face. She's got it.
045.
Uh-huh. And then, well, because some days it's like,
yeah, some days it's like I never heard it before. But today.
Right. For all of us.
I wrote it down.
Yesterday, you could have said anything, and I was like, ooh, am I? Honestly, honest to God, if you were listening yesterday, Adrian saved the day on that one.
Yes.
Okay, 045 on the high end and the low end.
039.
Okay, we're doing that in a second. I've never fully, well, I'm gonna dance around this and try not to make it political, right? Because
yes.
I don't talk politics on this show. But, and I've never quite fully understood why we just all of a sudden got mad at Sydney Sweeney. Like, I get it. She was associated with the ad campaign that made some people upset. But then now she's doing other stuff.
Yeah.
And they're upset. And they're like, oh, it's Sydney Sweeney, so we're upset.
Are you talking about the ballerina ad?
That and the other stuff.
Like, that's crazy.
But, okay, Sydney, I can't protect you anymore. I can, but I'm not gonna, because you put this one on yourself. Sydney Sweeney is dating Scooter Braun.
I know, dude.
What? The significance, if none of this makes sense to you, if you're like, so what? Who cares who she's dating? And honestly, we don't either. But Scooter Braun is public enemy number one for every single Swiftie that ever Swifted.
Yeah.
Because he's the guy, he was her former manager who helped her to prominence because he's super good at it. He is. Her and Bieber, those were his prize pupils.
And Ariana Grande.
And that's right, and Ariana. So they're so those are that's the holy trinity of Scooter Braun, and he did really well and all of that. But then he owned Taylor's Masters, and then it was, oh boy, Sydney Sweeney dating Scooter Braun.
Dude, it's wild. Listen, you know things went down with Scooter Braun because all of his clients left at the same time, and so did his wife. Like, it was like a full meltdown for Scooter Braun. So you're like, there has to be something shady going on. I feel like it's even shadier that Taylor Swift is getting all this love again. Not again. Taylor Swift is getting all of this insane amount of love.
There's been a resurgence. Totally. Yeah, a resurgence of the love.
And now Scooter Braun is all of a sudden dating this A-list actress with a lot of controversy around her after he's not really been in the spotlight.
But there's hate and people are weird about it these days. I mean, literally since like COVID, the last 5-6 years, everybody's like, we just hate everything. Why do you hate it? I don't know. Because this guy next to me does. You know what I mean? And we do a lot of that. But man, Sydney, if there was one choice.
True.
Because let's be honest. Couldn't Sydney Sweeney get just about any dude she wanted?
Anybody. Wasn't she like linked up to Tom Brady for a second? Like, not that he's the be-all end-up. Like, anybody. No.
He's up there. He's up there.
Like a Greek gold.
Tom Brady's pretty close to the final boss.
He does have nice skin. You know? Yeah.
It's pretty close.
Yeah, I hear this. It's a beautiful man. Yeah.
All right. That was all. I just, okay.
No, I'm glad you brought it up.
And Hilo, so now, okay, get ready for double whammy here. You ready?
Yeah.
So 702-364-9898. 1 in 5 shot for high. Man, I just got to look at myself in the cameras. I look like death warmed over today. And I don't know why. I slept a full and I showered and shaved and everything. God, I just look like somebody punched me in my face. 702-364-9898. Okay, 1 in 5 shot for Hilo. I want to go to Disneyland. Let's get this thing out of the way, people.
Let's do it.
You know, let's just get done. And then, why they're dropping this? I know why. On a Wednesday. What? Because the new Wednesday's coming out. Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So drop it on a what day?
Wednesday.
You can't fool me.
Yeah.
You sneaky bees, you.
Burn. I don't know.
Literally was like, actually, now the conversation with our boss yesterday is pretty funny. I don't know why Wednesday. I don't know why they're putting this out on a Wednesday. I do. Now I do. From the new Wednesday. Brand new Lady Gaga, never heard before. Well, we're guessing. It's called The Dead Dance. Oh my God, I love it. I do. And it shouldn't shock anybody because it's cheesy and it's 80s excitement.
Yeah. Listen, I gotta listen a few more times. But vocally, Gaga's crazy. Down.
Oh no, she's, oh my God, she's amazing.
Her voice is insane.
And just the and the synth and the din, 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 din. Yeah, no, I'm all way, yeah. I'm way into
it.
We
love it.
Yeah. there's more. I wanted to go into our off-air conversation, but I realized it's probably best I don't. We don't need to tell them everything, do we? Do we?
No,
she's just looking at me going, no, just please push the button.
98.5. KLQC.
Okay, I will. Nope, I'm still not going to do it. I almost went in there. Hey, Adrian, who's on the phone, please?
That'll be Jenny Pace from Boca Park.
Adrian, oddly opting out of that conversation as
well.
Not
a word.
Not a word. Not even a reaction on his end.
I know, he didn't even move when the song came on.
Nope.
I don't know if he just didn't hear anything or if he's going,
just
this is good.
Just digesting and producing, baby.
Yeah, that's good play. Saving that for blackmail later. I know what that is. You can't blackmail a man who doesn't have any, who doesn't care. You can't kill me. I'm already dead. You can't. That's great. Hi, Jen.
Hi, good morning.
What's up, girl?
Hi, good morning. She's like, will you guys focus?
Yeah.
And by you guys, I mean Chet.
We're on it.
She's like, but you guys, she's like, I got a 1 in 5 shot for high low here. You guys are over here messing around with Lady Gaga with your shenanigans and whatnot. So I think we all know where we're at here. Do you know where we're at here?
I do.
A 1 in 5 shot with the high number being
045
and the low number being
039.
This literally is, are you going to go down the middle or are you going to go on the edges? Jenny Pace of Boca Park.
I think I'm going to go.
Sometimes it's best to do 4-1. You're going on the edges.
Yeah.
You're kind of ish. Edge adjacent. 041. Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay, we're going to call that a final answer for 041.
Nope, too low.
Too low. This game is frustrating.
Come on.
This particular game is frustrating.
I don't know
what to tell you other than we'll take another swing at it at 7, all right?
All right, I'll call back. Thank you, guys.
Please do.
All right, Jen, have a good day. If we don't talk, have a great day. By the way, did you hear the Lady Gaga? You were on the phone. You didn't get to hear the Gaga. I was going to ask you if you liked it. We'll play it again at 7 while you're dialing. All right, cool.
All right.
Thanks. All right, see you later. Bye.
Ugh, that sucks.
Damn it. That's all I can say is damn it.
I know.
So for a 1 in 3 shot. Now this is the true story. Yeah. 1 in 3. Adrian's counting on his fingers. Would you come up with 1 in 3?
Yeah. 1 out of 3, which means we'll have a winner before the end of the show.
Yeah. That's also true. Thank God.
Yes.
Thank God. We got a schedule to keep and we're not keeping it.
That's right.
This game, that's 7 guesses now, which is way, it's too many. Mm-hmm. And are you, so now you have to ask yourself, are you a high end edge person? Are you a low end edge person? Or are you a right down the middle person? Because that's literally what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 42, 43, or 44 will play coming up at 7 o'clock. First pick coming up at just a minute. Did we flip it? I think we did. Chelsea Handler tickets, if I'm not mistaken, coming up for you in just a moment. I've changed everything. Forget anything I've sent you, which at this point is nothing, but I'm working on it.
Right.
While we're in the break, I'll send you. But forget what I'm sending you, because I'm changing the first pick to it. The stupidest argument that my friends are having based on Labor Day weekend, and we'll solve their problem for them, maybe, unless we get sucked into the same rabbit hole that they're sucked into. Right after this.
The Chet.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
I almost forgot we had to do first pick. I was like, oh, la, la, la. We were talking about haboobs and thunderstorms later on this afternoon.
Living
and
our lives.
Which, yeah, probably around, right around pickup time for your kids. That's when we should be getting hit with thunderstorms later on today. Yay! That won't be chaos. Fantastic. Guys, I'm sorry for this, but I'm going to do it. What constitutes a road trip?
Well, come on.
Okay. Well, says Michaela.
In terms of time,
buddy. Okay, let me hang on.
Time a lot more than miles, because miles just sounds boring. So if it's time in question, has to be more than a 3-hour drive.
Okay.
And I could even tinker with it, because isn't like St. George and stuff in Utah? Can't you get there in like 2 hours?
Not tinker.
No tinkering.
We can tinker. We're lucky in Vegas that tinkering. We have options. We have options.
I go by NASCAR rules. No tools over the wall. You've got to know in the pits. No tools in the pits. No tinkering.
No tinkering. Okay, I feel like I agree with Adrian. When we drive to LA, that feels like a road trip all the time.
It's 4.5, 4. So, yeah.
Okay, but what so... But if you go to Prim, no.
No.
If you go to St. George, no. But if you go to Duck Creek, yes. But if you go to Cedar City, probably no. Sorry, that's a little too inside baseball. But like Cedar City's right off the freeway. It's 3 hours. If you go up the hill and over the hill, is it okay? If you can go, let me just read the stupid email from, God bless my buddy Goose, but he lives in Columbus, Ohio. He does radio there. And he goes, I know you guys do stuff like this. I need your advice. And I'm like, thanks, man. I really, honestly, I felt quite honored.
Love it.
This past weekend, we drove from Columbus back to Detroit. That sounds far, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. It's a 3-hour and 10-minute drive. My fiance said we had to stop for snacks for her and the boys for the road trip. Mm-hmm. I said, it's not a road trip. 3 hours is too short to call it a road trip. I used to, 3 hours is about what it is from Seattle to Portland. I would call that a road. Okay. Goose, my buddy Goose, says, I say 4 hours minimum. If you're in the car long enough to have to hit a drive-through, that's a road trip. If you wouldn't want to get to your destination and turn right around and come back the same day, that's a road trip. But I also know my cousins, we were at the farm up outside of Seattle over the weekend, and they drove up from Portland and drove back in the same day. And I would say that's a road trip.
Okay, I feel like it's a road trip. And 3 hours, you should get snacks. Like, it just makes it more fun.
But is 3 hours, is 3 hours, right? But what constitutes a road trip? This is where it gets dicey. Is what actually, so where's your dividing line? What's your rule?
Okay, I think it depends on how much time you're in the car. And I think that anything over starting at 3 hours is a road trip.
It smells like that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It smells like that. Three, in fact, I would say anything over two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
702-364-9898. Chelsea at the Chelsea.
Yes.
They've extended out that residency. These tickets, I think, are for like next October. I got to look. These tickets are...
Next April.
Yeah, I know. I was teasing. But April. Chelsea at the Chelsea, the Las Vegas residency at the Chelsea Theater at the Cosmopolitan. April 18th, 2026, which seems like a far off land. That's a road trip. April 18th, but it'll be here before you know. It's 702-364-9898. Once and for all, what constitutes a road trip? Caller number 25 right now.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Is this the dumbest thing we've ever talked about for first pick?
No way.
I love this, actually.
No, I really enjoy it. But I'm just saying it's dumb. Who's on the phone?
We got Anne-Marie Scott from the Southwest.
Anne-Marie?
Yeah, that's what he said. What constitutes a road trip?
Oh, 2 hours. Easy.
Look at her. Just she knows.
Yeah.
It's like she's like
I'm on
she's
the road
an expert.
Every weekend with my daughter softball, 2 hours, you need snacks.
2 hours?
Yeah.
So if it's 2 hours and it needs snacks, yeah?
Yeah, I'm with it.
Yep. Yes.
I think if you actually have to make plans, you know what I mean? Like if you have to amass stuff, if you have to make sure of stuff with you.
If you have to make a bag, then it's a trip.
Right.
Fill the tank up with gas.
Yeah. Yeah. And 2 hours, that's about right. Because Mesquite's 90 minutes. Road trip, well, sort of.
Eh.
Yeah, right? Eh.
Mm-hmm.
Softball mom. She's like, I do Mesquite all the time. She's like, I do St. George all the St. Mm-hmm. St. George, definitely a road trip because you got to go through the canyon. You know what I mean?
And
it changes
gas.
Everything.
And I need gas.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And you need, yeah. If you need gas and it's 2 hours, I'm
yeah, I'm with it. And the snacks make it more fun. Like, Hello, 2 hours is a long time on the road. You're going to grab some snackies. You're on the way.
You get to eat some combos, and it's a road
trip.
Yes,
real
fun. If I'm wrecking everything and having a Diet Mountain Dew, which my wife will tell you I love on a road trip. Diet Mountain Dew is my thing on a road trip. But any other time, I never drink it because it's, you know.
Yeah, it's road trip vibes.
Antifreeze. Man, I'm stuck. Emery, I'm just stuck on this for 1 second. But if I was going to go to on the weekend, if I said, hey, honey, let's get in the car and go to that winery out there in Pahrump, isn't that still a road trip? And that's only an hour-ish the way I do it, 45 the way I do it.
No.
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 Mesquite still seems like a long way off.
On the way there.
Mesquite's still a long way off. Not a road trip.
Mesquite's not a road trip.
Laughlin, 90 minutes. Laughlin and Bullhead, still a ways off. Not a road trip.
No.
She's sticking to it. I love it.
I'm the polar opposite.
Listen, I live off Cheyenne in the 215. Yep. Going to Johnny Max to me is a road trip. I'm going to be honest with you.
Then it's a road trip.
Yeah, good. I'm with it.
That's it. I don't know if you heard Adrian. He was like, he lives Cheyenne 215, but if he's going to go to Johnny Max on Boulder Highway, that's a road trip. It kind of is.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of is. It's definitely effort. Well, I'm sure we could do this all day, but instead, why don't you make your plans for April for Chelsea at the Chelsea and have an amazing day.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Have fun.
No. Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Michaela Gordon, do these things every morning to help you live to 100 years old. Be one of them people where they go, hey, you live to be 100 years old. What's your secret? And you're like, I don't know.
Whiskey and cigarettes, which is usually
that's right.
The answer.
Whiskey and, have a lot of men, have no men, that's
lots
weird.
Of wine in the morning.
They all have a different answer.
Wild.
Drink a glass of water. The one thing that I hear all the time, morning routine that will help you live to be 100. And by the way, just the fact that you got up today, that's a win. You know, never forget that. The fact that you woke up this morning seems like, you know, you're undefeated against that. It's
totally.
Pretty good, no matter how rough things might be. You woke up this morning. That's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Drink a glass of water. Hydrating right away sets you up for the day, helps eliminate toxins and all that stuff. Eat a nutrient-dense breakfast. Are you a breakfast person?
No.
Are you a breakfast guy?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm breakfast after the show.
Ooh.
It's my wife and I bond. Kind of over that. I'll come home after the show and we'll have a meal. And then we do like a dinner.
Yeah.
We do an early dinner. And somehow I got to find a way to not snack.
Yeah, I hear that. Listen, I'm a breakfast person for dinner. That's who I am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yogurt, oatmeal, berries, nuts, great choices. You need fiber and protein, not a lot of meat. And sorry, man, all the process, like bacon and sausage, terrible for you. Stretch your body. You don't need to do a grueling workout. Just do a little stretch, a little brisk walk. Activate your nervous system. This is the only part that I thought was weird, and I hadn't heard it a lot before. Have you ever heard of this? I don't even know how to pronounce it. Vagal tapping, V-A-G-A-L, Google it. Or somatic body tapping.
Basically,
you tap your body with your fingers for a few minutes to wake your nervous system up.
Yeah.
I don't have enough time for all of this.
Yeah, I know. I know. I have a few girlfriends that do it, though. They love it.
Can I slug a glass of water while I'm stretching and tapping myself? Can we just do this all at once?
Yeah.
Can I get this done in like 45 seconds? That'd be great.
For sure.
Take a few minutes to meditate or do some deep breathing. Practicing it, and apparently it'll ruin your
Listen, I want to meditate.
It'll lower your.
I want to meditate in the morning so bad, but I fall asleep. I'm still like trying to wake up, so I close my eyes and I go back to sleep. I'm just not that girl.
I'm good for that in the shower. I'm good for that getting my head right in the shower for a couple of minutes. Set intentions and enjoy your morning coffee. More and more research is showing coffee is good for you. Now, if you're having a mocha chocolate, that's probably not. It's loaded with sugar. Whatnot, but if you're having coffee,
yeah, that's good for you.
Good bacteria in your gut, it says. Even if you don't want the caffeine, even decaf will work. So I don't know.
Apparently that's
the secret. You know what else is pretty good for a good start to the day?
Huh.
Is Hi-Lo. I want to go to Disneyland. A 1 in 3 shot with that. And really, man, there's a good feeling story of the day that I want to do. A cop, I want to say he's in Pittsburgh. I'm probably wrong on that. But there's a cop who did something really freaking cool. And what he said about it after, like the whole thing just hit me pretty hard. And we'd like to share that with you in just a moment.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work. Listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Just because we have that 1 in 3 shot for Hi-Lo, I want to go to Disneyland, we probably should make some short work out of the good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers at Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Yeah, this is pretty good. This group in Georgia, which you know, Michaela, I'm doing this just for the accents.
Yes.
You know I love the accents.
Obviously.
A group in Georgia broke a world record over Labor Day weekend. They played kickball for 52 hours straight. Dude,
crazy.
2 hours or 2 full days and 4 extra hours on top of it. Raised a bunch of money for a good cause. The nonprofit is called MOST, which is Men Opposing Sex Trafficking. They, and you'll tell here, it's not just men that are doing it. And here they are just talking about how it all kind of went down.
The nighttime, the energy kind of dips a little bit, but then as soon as the sun comes up, we start waking back up again.
Yeah, that's right.
Tough times when you really start to get tired or hurt a little bit.
When you get tired, I like that.
If you think the cause and the facts that we're fighting for those who are vulnerable and experiencing the horror of sex trafficking abuse. So that just keeps us motivated and going. And hearing the younger and the older men and women cheering each other on, encouraging each other, it's just real motivating for me personally.
Yeah. For him personally, it's just real motivating.
Mm-hmm.
Whatnot. I
yes.
like it.
Yes.
By the way, Michaela, you know, over in this particular event, they raised $200,000.
Wow.
Third record like this that they have broken. They have broken records for the longest softball game and the longest basketball game as well. Combined, they've raised more than $800,000.
Love
it. For them.
Yeah.
That's huge. It's huge. Then there's this. Cop in Pittsburgh. His name is Stephen Harris. He's in the news. Stephen tells the story himself.
Turns out it was just a male who was deaf and didn't speak English.
Oh, okay. So to set it up, Stephen's in the news. He used his own money to help out. Hearing impaired guy who didn't even speak English was stuck at a Greyhound station trying to get from Pittsburgh to Montreal, and he didn't have enough money to get there. So let me try and let Stephen fill in the blanks here.
Or read English. So it just turned out he just needed help to get on a bus back to New York, eventually to Montreal. Officer Kiso hooked his phone up to do an internet hotspot. And then from there, we called the translator line and were able to finally basically boil it down to that he didn't have any cash and he needed a way out and his bags were missing. So they were up in New York. So we got into New York. Simply used my own bank card to buy the guy a ticket. We're supposed to be good men. Good men helping other good men. That's it.
I just love that.
Love it.
I just love that they went above and beyond. And it really struck, we're supposed to be good men. Good men helping other good men. That's it.
Love it.
Let me amend that ever so slightly. We're supposed to be good people. And good people helping other good people. That's it. So, make it a great day today. And thank you so much for listening. 1 in 3 shot for High Low. I want to go to Disneyland in approximately 4 minutes. These are your good feeling stories of the day, brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
All right, time to get serious.
98.5
KLUC.
Stop fooling around. Michaela's hometown throwdown, Victor Jimenez from Parts Unknown. It's our new champion. He's going to defend his title in just a minute, but got important work to do here. Adrian, who's on the phone?
That's Tiffany Caff from The Chills.
Hey, Tiff.
Hi, how are you?
Hi,
Tiff.
I love this. I love this. This is where it gets super interesting. So, Tiffany, your high number officially, Michaela, is what?
045.
And your low number officially is?
041.
So, you got a 1 in 3 shot.
Okay.
This is where this is pressure. This is on. Yeah, before it's like, I used my daughter's birthday, whatever, all that stuff. That's fun. This got a little hair on it. 04.
No pressure.
Yeah, right? All right. 042, 043, or 044. What are you doing?
All right. My daughter says we're going with 43.
Your daughter says. So if this doesn't go right, you blame the kid. Way to go. That's nice.
Hey, she wants to go, right? So let's get back.
That's right.
She wants to go.
Let her earn it.
You know what? All the adults always talk about how these kids don't do any work anymore. Put the kid, you know? Put the broom in the kid's hand. Let's go. 043. Final answer?
Yes.
How old's your kid?
7.
You realize she may be scarred for life if you don't win. You realize that, right?
I know, but let's hope she's right.
Zero, 043. Tiffany Kath and her unnamed 7-year-old daughter in Centennial Hills, whose life may be hanging in the balance depending on which button gets pushed.
You get to go.
Four. Let this play out.
Oh my God, I'm shaking.
Well, imagine how much you'll be shaking when I tell you this. 4 2-day, one park per day tickets to Disneyland Resort, courtesy of Disney. When's that? Hey, when's CCSD giving you another long weekend? That should be coming up in sometime pretty soon.
We're going to go for Thanksgiving.
There you go.
That's amazing.
There you go. I like it.
Good job, baby girl.
And who knows, once we're done with all of this, a 2-night stay at one of the hotels of the Disneyland Resort and 4 3-day one park per day tickets to Disneyland Resort. That's the grand prize when it's all done. And somebody's going to get picked out of, you know, you and 13 others. So it's a pretty good shot there, too. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Okay. So you and now we can we name the 7-year-old now? What's her name?
Her name is Leah.
Leah.
So you, and nice job, Leah. Great job, Leah.
Thank you.
Good work. You and Leah, and who else goes?
Her brother, Leo, and my husband.
Leah.
How often at your house, so she's Leah and he's Leo, how often in your house does somebody get yelled for and the other one answers? And you have to go, no, your brother. Yeah,
they're used to it now.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, jeez. That's good. It all works out perfectly. 043, the winning number. We'll start a brand new game coming up at 8:00. Great job.
Let's go.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Hang on 1 second. Tiffany Kath from Centennial Hills, the latest winner of High Low. I want to go to Disneyland, Michaela's hometown throwdown, and your next chance to win coming up.
The Chet Buchanan Show, professionally unprofessional, 98.5 KLUC.
All right, let's go with Michaela's hometown throwdown. Welcome back our champion from parts unknown. We don't know where he's at at any given time. Welcome back, Victor Jimenez. What's up, Vic?
What's up?
Boy, I'll tell you what. I thought about this all day yesterday. Danica Nazar, I thought there was no way she wasn't going to be a 5-time champion, and you took her out.
Yeah, I had to sweep that under the rug real quick.
Just had to handle some business.
Yes.
And, and put parts unknown on the board. Now, who stepped in to defend Aliante's honor today?
We have Christy Pinot.
Your guess is better than mine, honestly.
No, that's Adrian. We have Adrian here as well. And Adrian, we didn't. we're asking a lot of you, Vic. But you don't have to come up with that answer.
The answer I'm going to get wrong the most.
That's right. That's right. Victor's like, I am answering all questions.
Yeah, I'm
it
here.
Doesn't matter.
Right.
Doesn't matter where they're coming from. I mean,
all directions.
Adrian, who is our challenger today?
That's Christy Pinot from Aliante.
Hey, Christy.
Hi.
Christy at the top, Aliante actually at the top of the leaderboard with 24 wins overall, just ahead of Sunrise Manor with 23. Centennial Hills in third with 18. Silverado Ranch in fourth with 15. Best of the West in fifth with 14. Man, that's a lot of numbers to throw around and try and keep straight. The point being that our former champion was from Aliante. Christy has now stepped in to defend Aliante's honor. And Victor ain't having none of that.
Let's go.
Not at all.
Let's go. Make sure that you answer nice and loud with your name when you would like to buzz in, but don't answer the question until we call on you, because a lot of times people think they got in first and they did not, and you don't want to give away the answer if, in fact, you know, the other person didn't know it, and you know, and that kind of thing. So you don't want to just blurt stuff out. First one to three is the winner. The Quizmaster is the one, the only, the commissioner. We call her commissioner because her last name is Batman Gordon. The one, the only, Michaela Gordon.
Justin Bieber's old manager, Scooter Braun, is dating this A-list actress who is surrounded by controversy with her new American Eagle ad. What is her name?
Victor.
Victor.
Is it Sydney Sweeney?
Is it Sydney Sweeney? You know it is.
And yeah, Victor.
Yeah, it's just funny that this whole Sydney, now she's got a bunch of different deals after this American Eagle thing, and people are going, we ain't gonna buy that product anymore because Sydney Sweeney. And I was kind of like, you know, leave the poor girl alone. But then she decides to date Scooter Braun, which is gonna inflame every single Swiftie on the planet. I was like, she don't care. The champion goes up one zip.
This rapper has been found not liable in a $24 million assault and battery lawsuit, and thankfully not, because she's pregnant. What's this rapper's name?
Victor.
Victor to go up two zip.
Is it Cardi B?
Bang! You know it's Cardi B. I always wondered this, Michaela, where that security guard that was suing her, where do you come up with 24?
Listen, she said it in the court. Basically, she was like, 24 million. She clearly wants my money. I didn't do anything. The answer is no. Listen, I don't know if you guys saw the clips, but Cardi B in court was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
And she looked amazing.
Right?
And she did look amazing.
On her way out.
And this is just great.
Yes.
Great PR for the album.
That's right.
This month.
That's too amazing. Hey, Christy, you still there?
I am here. I can't even get in.
just double checking. Just making sure. Victor 2, Christy Squadouche.
This singer was back in Vegas this weekend having a time with Bruno Mars, but she won't be doing another residency anytime soon as the Rolling in the Deep singer is taking a long break.
Christy.
What? Christy. Christy got
Adele.
In first.
Adele
went to Bruno Mars?
Yeah, they were hanging out doing their thing with her, man.
Wow. Wow.
Christy.
Victor 2, Christy 1.
This pop star just released a new song this morning in honor of the Netflix hit Wednesday.
Christy for the tie.
Lady Gaga.
Is it growing on you yet, Michaela?
Yes, it is. And vocally, she's insane, so I already love it for that.
So good. So good. We are tied at 2.
This late-night sketch show is axing all of its cast members.
Christy
for the win!
Saturday Night Live.
Talking about Saturday Night Live. Oh, you woke up a giant. You woke up a giant, Victor.
Wow.
Look at that. Game over, new champion.
Let's
Victor,
go.
I miss you already, dude.
Same, dude. Please call me.
Great champion. The great champion.
I'll be back.
All right, buddy. Good. We'll be here waiting for you. Thank you, Victor. Victor Jimenez from Parts Unknown. What a great guy. Christy puts Aliante back on top.
Yay.
Gives them their 25th win. She gets Playboy Cardi tickets for MGM Grand Garden Arena on October 18th. And we'll bring you back tomorrow. Chelsea Handler tickets tomorrow, okay for you?
That works. Sounds great.
We'll make it work, and she is your brand new champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Ladies and gentlemen, please listen to Michaela Gordon for this promotional announcement.
This Hometown Throwdown is brought to you by Findlay Nissan in the Valley Auto Mall. Unlock excitement.
when I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, time for a news update. Breaking news. Oh, no. Michaela's ring is missing. America held hostage. Day number. Didn't you say it's been a month now? It's been a month since the ring went missing.
Yes, it has. And I want you guys.
Have
to
you
know,
given up?
No, I'm not giving up. You guys. We deep cleaned yesterday again. And I was like, I bet you it's there, Lisa. I knew it wasn't.
Why did I know to ask you about this? Because this literally, I just made that up on the spot. Because I remember a couple days ago, you went, it's coming up on a month now.
Oh, yeah. Because I low key am panicking. It's also very on brand for me to finally get married after 10 years and then lose the wedding ring. Like, how does that even happen?
That's you.
But then I was like, okay, it was like funny, but now where's the ring? So I've been scouring. And now I know I've looked in all the places that Lisa told me to look. And then Lisa was like, well, I'm going to look. And I was like, take a good look. She can't find it. Now my mother-in-law's involved. She was looking yesterday.
Because you guys all live in the same house. Oh, so that makes sense.
The three of us, three dogs, a mess.
You know how much I hate this when people do this. Because, and I really wanted to be involved in the questioning. But I realized I am what I've become what I behold, you know, what I hate. That I don't want to go, well, so... Are you sure it's in the house? Well, if I was sure of that, I would know where to... You know what I mean? When people go...
Yeah, but also, like, it could have slipped. It could have fell. It could have fell behind the bed. Like, I don't know.
So I'm not trying to offer... I'm not trying to offer help, because I don't know. All right, but I'm to ask the question, are you pretty sure that it's in the house?
Okay, here's the thing. You guys, I'm actually panicking. Okay, low key, here's the deal. When I get home at night, I take my lashes off because I reuse them. I take my earrings off. I take my name necklace off, my Italian horn off, and my wedding ring off. And it all goes in this little place next to my bathroom sink. Now, if one wrong move happens, it could fall into the trash below.
Oh, well, yeah.
But... We usually check the trash before we throw it out just to make sure nothing went down. So Lisa was like, well, I was pretty good about checking the trash before I threw it away. Look, I'm just hanging on for dear life. I'm praying to God we find that ring because if we don't.
Yeah, what happens if you don't?
Listen, my partner's pretty cool. Like she's not like, oh my God, but I'm going to feel really bad.
One, yeah. Just go buy a new one.
Yeah, but it's sentimental. She worked really hard to get that ring. It's like my original ring. I just feel terrible.
How long have you had that ring? Because I know you guys have been together 10 years. You only officially got married. Did you have the ring before you got married?
Yeah, it was my engagement ring. It was. I've had it 3 years.
It hurts.
I know, dude.
Is there insurance for this? I'm sorry if we already brought this up, but is there insurance? Like if you lose it or no?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
I know.
Yeah, I don't think.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know if there's insurance to lose. Like insurance if it's, I don't know.
I know. Is that a thing?
Yeah, you can insure a ring, but I don't think losing it triggers it.
They don't think that's throwing it away on accident.
Like iPhone insurance that you buy from Apple.
But it's too easy to go, oops. Oopsie, I lost it.
True.
When you really pawned it.
True.
You know, it's too. I don't know that they do that.
Yeah.
I'm a psychic. God, dude.
I have nothing left. I have no more answers.
I'll tell you what. If Gary Spivey would return a call,
tell him to answer us. Text him right now. Say, I need to just know where my ring is.
Text him right now.
Just
Gary,
say,
I need you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to try that. It's either that
or the greatest good Gary. Feeling stories of the day will happen in 10 years when it gets found.
In the dumpster?
He found, what did I lose? I lost back before we used phones as cameras like all the time, like 2011, 2012, somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. He found a camera that was in my, car.
No.
Yeah. That I absolutely could not find.
Gary, you're listening.
No,
I was listening.
Like, what?
I take anything.
Wouldn't that make sense? Why do I have to text him? Shouldn't I just be able to go right now in my head? I'll even say it out loud to the universe. Gary Spivey, I need you. Call me.
Yeah. Gary Spivey, we need you. Call us.
He's flightier than you. You know what I mean? You're not flighty. You just have stuff happen. He's straight out nutty professor, that one.
Yeah. I feel like you're like that, though. When you're like a psychic, you're like a wild card. You're a wild man.
He's way. Did you ever meet Gary?
Never.
Oh, dude, my God, you two would love each other as much as he and I love each other. And it's just funny. And when I do finally get a hold of him, he's like, yeah, man, we should talk every day. And then and then the next day I'll call him. Nothing.
Gary, what the helly?
It's a lot to go through. All right. Our boy, Mike, everything falls into my sink drain.
I know,
I'm telling you, dude.
I know, dude. But listen, it didn't because I hate to admit this live on air, but it has dropped into the sink before and the diamond caught it from going down. So I know that that's not a possibility.
What a stunt.
Oh, God. It just sounds so bad as I say it out loud.
Then this dude, I'm not the Gary you're looking for, but I'm a Gary nonetheless. I'm an insurance agent, Coach Gary. He's Coach Gary.
Coach Gary.
What up, brother? Coach Gary.
What up, Coach
From the El Dorado Firehawks. Oh, that's right. They're no longer the Sun Devils. They're the Firehawks because Arizona State sued them. Yeah. Coach Gary, I'm an insurance agent in Las Vegas. And do we have an official insurance agent of this show? We should.
I don't think so.
There's plenty, and they should advertise. I'm an insurance agent in Las Vegas, and mysterious disappearance is covered by some homeowners and renters policy up to a certain limit. Talk to your insurance company.
A lot of jewelry
is covered. Just depends on the deductible and the company that you are with. So, Coach Gary, almost as good as the world's greatest psychic.
Wait, Gary. Coach Gary, can you DM me? Because I sort of understood, and then also I didn't. I've got more questions. But if there's a way to save this ring with insurance, please.
And Michaela, if it makes you feel better, there's been about 5 different text messages on our text line about people that have also lost their rings recently that need help. So,
listen, this is why I brought it up.
It's just, M-I-K-A-L-A-H or Michaela Gordon?
Michaela Gordon.
It's so funny. I see it every day, but in my head, I couldn't think whether it was the first and last. And we say it at the end of the show every day. Mm-hmm. I swear I listen to you. I do. Yeah, I swear
it's okay. I need DM Coach Gary to listen to me right now. Just DM me, dude.
I'm on it.
I love it.
She needs help in more ways than one.
You know, it's an awful feeling.
She told us to talk to your insurance.
I know.
Okay, good. All right, done.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
By the way, is Lisa going to get Powerball tickets? Because now it's $1.3
billion. Honestly, I probably should go get her the Powerball tickets to make up for the fact that I lost my ring. So maybe I'll take the drive.
Yeah, and then what do you care? You win $1 billion. You win $1 billion. And then you buy all the rings you want. Buy one for every day of the week. Doesn't matter.
Solution what does she care? Oriented.
She'll still bring it up in an argument because women.
No, Lisa's not like that.
Oh, yeah, you still lose. You still lose. No, you still lose, dude.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
KLUC.
Oh, relationship rehab. I don't know if this is such a big deal. It is. Speaking of stupid fights that we have with our significant others, this is not a fight that we have at our house because we don't fight over things like this, but I know a lot of people who do. In the midst of this, Michael, who's spelled like Michael Thompson, who used to play in the NBA back in the day. He's M-Y-C-H-A-L, which I love. Mm-hmm. Michael in Sky Canyon. In the midst of his email, maybe the greatest line that I've ever heard in a relationship rehab. And that is the one reason why we're doing this one today. He said something that made his wife mad. And the line that he uses to describe the look that she gave him is spectacular. And that's the reason that we're going to do it. For San Gennaro Feast tickets, because Relationship Rehab is brought to you by San Gennaro Feast, September 17th through the 21st at the M Resort. And it's all coming up right after this. Yes, welcome one and all. 806. on Wednesday, the third day of September. This is our life this week, the monsoony. The whole just dark and Adrian said, smelled like wet dirt this morning. Smells like monsoon.
Yeah, it does.
Smells like something's coming today.
Last night, it was giving that. We opened the back door, so we just breathed it in. We were like, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. It kind of freshens it up a little bit and all those things. It's nice to kind of not have the sun beating on you.
Yeah.
All the time. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sure by Friday we'll be way over it. And like, can we get back to our lives now?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate the effort. But for now, pretty good. Although the only thing, if what I'm understanding is if it does hit today, it's probably going to hit, like it looks, the maps and stuff show the thunderstorms coming literally right over the valley.
Yeah.
Right at school pickup time this afternoon. Mm-hmm. So just be prepared. This may not be as much fun as we think it's going to be.
We're going for it.
Tiffany Kath of Centennial Hills hit a 1-in-3 shot for High Low. I want to go to Disneyland a little less than an hour ago. So we've got a brand new game of High Low. I want to go to Disneyland for 4 2-day, 1 park per day tickets to Disneyland Resort, courtesy of our buddies at Disney. So that means the high number goes back to
050.
And the low number goes back to
001.
Yeah, a fresh game, kind of like the air outside. Just a good smelling fresh game, a high low. I want to go to Disneyland. Do you want to play? Yeah, you do. You better call 702-364-9898. While the great mystery was, why are they dropping a Lady Gaga song on Wednesday? That's dumb. Why are they dropping it? Because it's in the new Wednesday. Huh? See? And what's fun is you can do the Wednesday dance and you can do the Thriller dance.
Yeah.
And you can make up your own dance. And I'm sure there is one, because it's Lady Gaga and the Dead Dance. Adrian points out a very important plot twist of the whole thing. Lady Gaga not only singing the song from the soundtrack, but
She's also appearing on Wednesday.
Isn't that true?
Yep.
And then the question then became, there was kind of two questions. So it's starting to grow on Michaela. She didn't like it at first, but she likes it now.
That's how I am, though. I got to hear it 4 times. Then I'm like, yes.
Same. And then Adrian asked, is it a bop? And I said, are we still saying that? And so first thing, we'll answer them in order. Michaela, is it a bop?
Yes, it is.
Are we still saying that?
I am.
I just want to make sure.
We are.
I didn't know.
We are.
Yeah, no, cool. I didn't know. I asked questions.
Yeah, it's bopping.
I don't know. It's not for me to judge.
I'm sensing judgment, though. It's weird.
No. If you are, it's misplaced.
It's the weather outside. I got you.
It's misplaced. I promise you, no judgment on this. Hey, buddy, who's on the phone?
That'll be Lindsay Presswood from the Willows.
Hi, Linz.
Hi.
What's going on? I don't know. They don't hear you today. Is Adrian? Hey, Michaela, do you see Adrian on your screen?
I see him
on my screen and in the room. So I promise you, my friend, you are not invisible.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I swear. And I hear you in my headphones. I see you. I recognize you. And you're important. I want you to know. Oh,
thank you. Even though Lindsay can't hear me, but it's all right.
All the validation. I don't know. And Linz, you're from the Willows, huh? We're neighbors.
I am. We love Summerlin's house.
Do you live by the park?
I live right by the park, yes.
You used to play softball in that park. It's true. I live over by Gardens Park. I'm waving. Well, I'm not waving because I'm not home.
Oh, yeah. You're like right kitty corner from me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
I'll see you at Terribles. All right, let's play High Low. You've
98.5. KLQC.
You've got all the choices. Officially, Michaela, high number is
050.
And the low number is
001.
So, Lindsay, how are we feeling today?
I feel really good. I feel good even that I got through. So, that's a good, I'm off to a good start.
Amen.
Totally.
Yeah, that's better. That's better than most. So you're gonna pick a nice round number.
I am going to pick a nice round number, and I'm going to hope to cut it down for the next player if it's me today.
Or not, or maybe you just pick a nice round number and you win the whole thing. Just saying.
I like where your head is. I'm going with that.
So what do you think?
I think 038.
Not exactly a round number.
It's even. It's an even number.
Okay. Final answer?
Final answer.
038. Man, I wish you'd listen.
Nope. Too low.
It's too low. It's too low. But there, you said something a second ago, as well as that you hope to get really close for the next person.
Yes, good luck to the next player.
Well, and obviously you've made that a 1-in-11 shot, but you've also made it really close for the next person with a 1-in-11 shot, you know, in a nice round number potentially in play. So we'll do this coming up at 9 o'clock, and you should call back, all right?
I should. I have a good hint now. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Bye, neighbor.
Bye.
See you at La Strega. See you at the dry cleaner. See you at the sushi. See you at Hokkaido Sushi. That's our spots right down there. Okay, relationship rehab coming up next.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
702-364-9898. Relationship Rehab brought to you by San Gennaro Feast, September 17th through the 21st at the M Resort. I don't know that there's necessarily an answer. Oh, and by the way, four single day general admission tickets, which I still am questioning, like, is there an upgrade to be had? Because the general admission tickets is enough, man. Mm-hmm. That's, you're going there to pasta, and more pasta.
Oh, yeah.
Like the dude says. San Gennaro Feast at the M, September 17th through the 21st. And again, four tickets right now for caller number 25, 702-364-9898. We'll probably work through this together because there's not an answer. It's kind of just how things get handled in your house.
Yeah.
Michael spells it with a Y. I dig it. Michael, M-Y-C-H-A-L. In Sky Canyon, old school Laker fans like Michael Thompson. Old school Portland Trailblazer fans like Michael Thompson. He had heritage. Do you remember, Adrian? Was he from Jamaica or the Bahamas? He was from the islands originally, like came to America when he was a little kid. And he used to wear this beaded thing all the way up his neck, this beaded necklace all the way up his neck till one time it exploded on the floor. And they said, you can't do that anymore, bro.
Thanks from the Bahamas, by the way, Nassau.
Yeah, that's what it was. So Michael, I don't know if it's the same guy. Might be. Oh, I think he passed. My wife and I went to a nice steak place last Saturday night. She's not a big steak fan, but she ordered a filet anyway. Ordered the filet.
Yum.
Michaela.
Ugh, love a filet.
At the buffet?
Mm-hmm.
Get the filet at the buffet?
Exactly. Parking valet.
She only ate half of the filet, so we took the rest home. Last Saturday. By Wednesday morning. Oh, so this is a week ago. By Wednesday morning, it was still in the fridge, so I ate it for breakfast. It was awesome. I figured anytime, oh, wow, your reaction tells me everything I need to know. I figured it was awesome. I figured anytime after Wednesday that it could be going bad. Wednesday night, we're just grabbing a sub for dinner. No big deal. And I told her, oh, I ate your steak. Here's the line that attracted me. I told her, oh, I ate your steak. She acted like I had kicked her mom down the stairs.
Oh.
It's vivid.
Oh God, yeah.
It's vivid.
Yeah, yeah.
She acted like I had kicked her mom down the stairs. I just figured she didn't want the filet, what was left.
God.
And that it would go bad. So Michael's asking, was I wrong? What would you have done? Mm-hmm. My question, right, wrong, indifferent. I think what it really does come down to on this, and it's good because we only have a couple of minutes, but what it comes down to is that, how does this work in your house? At my house, we don't have rules about food. We just don't. It's
That's
not mine,
so
yours.
Funny.
Once it's in the fridge, it's in the fridge. And in fact, my wife, I will often ask, hey, are you going to eat this? And my wife is like, no, I prefer you eat it. And sometimes I do have to go through and I go, oh my God, we probably better eat this before it gets bad.
Do you guys talk about it or you just eat it?
Not always. In fact, not very often. And I can't think of the time. It's not like, oh, I wanted that. Yes. Is there a time when I'll come home from an Aces game and I go, God, I want that piece of whatever. And it might be gone. Yeah. Is it disappointing? Sure. Do I care? No. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Is it a problem? No. And if it's pizza, well, though, we'll get another pizza, you know, well, it, whatever.
Yeah.
We live in America. We have a lot of opportunity. You know, we have a lot of things at our fingertips. Now we don't always all have money, disposable income to go, whatever, but it's just that it's just not a thing in our house.
That's so funny. So I feel the complete opposite.
Right. Your reaction, uh-huh, when I said, what was it? I said, oh, so I ate it for breakfast. It was awesome. And literally, Michaela, if you can hear what the visual I'm trying to give you, Michaela went,
And it just happened in my house. So maybe that's why.
Okay. We want your story at 702-364-9898. We'll get Michaela's story. We'll get you San Gennaro Feast tickets. And then y'all can fight over the leftovers. And yeah, great.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
All right. So Michael and his wife went out to a nice steak place. Not this last Saturday, but the one before. She's not a big steak fan, but she ordered a filet anyway. She only ate half of it. They took it home. By Wednesday morning, it was still in the fridge. Hadn't been touched. Who's on the phone, Adrian?
That'll be Karen from Spring Valley.
Hi, Karen from Spring Valley.
Hi.
So then by Wednesday, Michael, the steak's still in the fridge. Hadn't been touched. So he ate it for breakfast. It was awesome. Probably fried up some eggs with it, maybe a little steak and, oh man, steak and eggs, the best. Wednesday night, he tells her, oh, I ate your steak. And she acted like he had kicked her mom down the stairs. Yeah, and Michaela's team wife. We don't do that. We don't, food is not currency like that in our house. So
yeah, yeah.
Karen, how does it work where you live?
I don't know. It's kind of crazy.
Would you like to turn your radio all the way down? That really helps. I can tell it's confusing you.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm hearing you on the radio and I'm hearing you.
Yeah,
else.
Boy, like, that's, you know, I'm sure Adrian told you.
Okay, I turned it off.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So would you like the question remains the same. The filet got eaten. How does that work in your house?
Everybody eat. I like the leg. We all, I mean, I live alone, but I watch my grandkids a lot. So they always try to get it, but I'm like, no, that's grandma's. That's mine.
Yeah.
It gets eaten. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, if you have something special in the fridge, the kids better not touch it.
Take those grandkids to San Gennaro Feast. Have a great time. You've got four tickets.
Oh, I will. Definitely.
Enjoy. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Ah, perfect. Perfect, perfect. Rebecca, how does that work in your house? If the filet is there and then it's Wednesday, is that still off limits?
No. So for their situation, she doesn't like the filet or steak anyway, and it's been a few days. Like, he's right to, like, get down on it. But yeah, it's like whatever's in the fridge, you know, it's been a couple days. We need to like eat it. Somebody needs to eat it or it's going to be thrown out.
Got it. Yeah, that makes sense. Michaela's having a hard time right
now. Hell yes.
She's having a rough time. Let's grab Alyssa really quick. Alyssa, how does that work in your house? They went out for steak. Oh, go ahead. You already know.
Oh, I'm so sorry. This is crazy. No, I've been calling you guys since I was like a kid for tickets. So it's like the first time I've ever like actually got through, and I'm like 26 now.
Let's go. Let's go.
My daughter's in sixth grade now, so it's like with the leftovers before when she was younger, I really didn't care, and it's like now that she's an adult and she's grown her own little attitude. Well, not an adult, but she's like a teenager.
Yes.
And she's grown her own little attitude. It's like she will go in there purposely and be like, oh, if that's mom's food, oh, I'm going to go eat it.
Oh.
So like sometimes I'm just like, hey, if that's mine, I'll make sure it's known. But for the most part, like if she's hungry, I'm just like, have at it. Like that's free reign.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah, so what's mine is mine and which yours is mine, but not at Michael's house. Thank you, Alyssa.
Yeah, but then if it's her food, or like she had chocolate covered strawberries one day that my mom made her, and she was like, nope, those are mine. I ate one. And she was like, I was going to eat you. You ate my strawberry.
Uh-huh.
That's, you know, it's funny. Yeah, sometimes it doesn't work the other way. Kids will lose their mind. Kids will lose their mind if you eat their stuff. But
seriously, though.
Yeah, Michaela, you've been making squinty eyes. Whole thing has been, it's so you leave each other's stuff alone at your house.
No, we don't have like food currency issues. Groceries are groceries. We're so good with each other. However, if we go to a restaurant and I order a filet and I don't eat it all, filets are expensive. It was mine. It's in the fridge. It's been sitting in its juices. If I want to come home and eat it, I'm craving that steak. I want it. And I feel like Lisa, at the very least, would be like, hey, can I eat this? And I'd be like, no, thank you. I would eat it. I'd want it. We just did this the other day. I always stop home at Starbucks on the way home. I get her a little sandwich and a tea. I get my own thing. And I got an extra coffee. I put it in the fridge to have for the next day. And the next morning when I woke up, I was like, hey, where's that coffee? And she's like, oh, sorry, I drank it. I thought you didn't want it. And I was like, no, I did want it. And it's who I am. Like, if I'm craving it, if it's in my head, I want it.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with the other way too.
Relate. You just have the craving in your head, in your mouth, and then you go to get it. It's not there. You're like, oh God.
It's fascinating how it works at your house. I was trying to think back what my mom would have said, because that's really the only other time I've kind of been in that situation. Maybe is there a time limit for you guys? So again, they had gone out, they'd gotten the steak on Saturday, and then now it's Wednesday and it hadn't been touched. Is there a time limit where it makes things free reign?
No, because usually Lisa will just throw it away, but it's still mine. And listen, anything is Lisa's of mine, except that filet baby or a coffee that I got for myself. Don't touch it.
But how do you know? Then how do you know? I mean, I know what you're saying. Well, because you were like, anything's fair game except for that and that and that. So how do you know?
Because when I bring home the Starbucks and I have like a coffee that I got for me for the next day, you're like, girl, don't drink it. And she's like, oh, my bad. I just thought you didn't want it. And I was like, but I did, sis. Duh. Hello. And I'm vocal. I'll be like, if there's a filet in the fridge and it was my half of the filet that I got from a restaurant, girl, you know, I'm going to eat that. Don't touch it.
Sticky notes. You need sticky notes by the fridge.
Yeah, because also, I would get her a filet at the restaurant so she could also have her own. But you can't eat mine.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. The whole thing. It's fascinating to me. And she acted like I kicked her mom down the stairs. Still makes me laugh right now.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, let's see who's been paying attention.
98.5 KLUC.
Let's just get right to it. Adrian, who's on the phone?
We got Sandra P.
Hi, this is Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. Sandra P, from what I understand, are you hiding your identity?
I'm sorry?
I said... guess what, Michaela?
Huh?
Guess what?
What?
It ain't happening. I'm sure of it.
Okay.
I'm sure. I'm calling it right now. It's not happening. Sandra, what's your last name?
Paredes.
Right on. And then, what part of town are you from?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too. What part of town are you from?
North Las Vegas.
North Las Vegas.
Okay. Outstanding. The high number. Sandra, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Sandra, the high number is?
050.
And the low number is?
038.
Okay.
What, Sandra, what's your guess?
052.
Well... You see, Sandra, here's the issue. The high number is 050, so you can't go above that.
Oh, I'm so sorry. My service is really bad.
It's okay.
Oh, no, you're all right. We'll work our way through it. And you know what's fun? By the way, guys, brand new listener. You can tell, brand new listener.
Yeah.
No, it's good. She doesn't know how the game works. It's fine. This is why we're here. This is why we're here. We'll work you through it. So the high, so it's high low, and so then the you got a high number and you got a low number, and then somewhere in the middle of that is the number that wins. So okay. your high number is 050. So it can't be higher than that. And your low number, what's the low number again, Michaela?
038.
Right. And so it can't be lower than that. So no lower than 38. And no higher than 50.
045.
Zero. Perfect. See right there. 045. And then we do this. 045.
Nope. Too high.
We find out it's too high. So then we try again tomorrow morning at 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good try, sis.
Simple. Yeah, good job. Thank you. Hey, thank you so much for listening, and it's nice to meet you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, nice
all right, see you later.
Bye.
Bye, Sandra P., North Las Vegas. I always love that. I love that. High number. Yeah, I'll go 052.
Well, I know. Listen, we love the new listeners, like you said.
Just a bit outside. What was her get? 045. I know you're screaming. You know, by the way, you could text me all you want. I'm not going to tell you whether you're right or not. All of these things.
Mm-hmm. I know my sister, because she can't call in. She just texts me all of her number guesses. She's like, oh man, I could have got it right.
One. And by the way, it's always the people who can't win that always, you're really good at this game.
Yeah.
You're amazing at the people who can't win. All of our friends and family and stuff like that you can't. Yeah, they're fantastic at this game. It looks then like a 1 in 6 shot. 1 in 6 at 6 a.m. See what happened there? We'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chip Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Do you really fall asleep during a pedicure?
Oh my God, out like a light asleep. This has never happened to me. You would think that maybe it would, because when they rub your feet, it's very relaxing. Have you had a pedicure? Oh yeah, you love your guys that you go to.
They do the, Yeah, they do the calf massage. It's amazing.
Oh, God. It's amazing, right?
Way better than that massage you had.
Oh, God, that was rough. With the mouth breather?
Tell the story.
Okay, so I've been working a lot. Whatever, we all have been. But I was like, okay, listen, I just want to get a massage. I just want to relax. It's hard for me to relax. And so I went to this new massage place by my house.
And you don't like massages generally, because if you're not completely like just in heaven, you find it to be a waste of money.
Totally. Because my mind will just be racing. I'll be going through my calendar. I'm like, I could do this on my couch for free. So why am I here? But I found a good place, looked beautiful, looked clean, laid down on the bed. All was going well. The guy asked me, and I don't care if it's a girl or a guy, it doesn't matter to me. The guy was my masseuse. He said, is this pressure good? And I was like, oh yeah, this is awesome. Everything was working so great. I was getting more and more relaxed. And then he started to mouth breathe. And if you know me, I have that misophonia or whatever it's called, where I can't hear people eat or drink. And it's not anyone's fault. It's my fault. I'm the psycho here, but I can't do it. This man, I don't know if he had a sinus infection. I don't know if he just needed a little deviated septum surgery. The man breathed for 90 minutes
and it's
loudly.
And it's loud.
And I felt bad. I didn't want to say anything because what if he's sick? So I didn't want to be like, you know what? I've had enough. Thank you. So I just suffered through it. And it was not great. And I was really bummed out. So then I was like, you know what I'll do? I'll go get a pedicure. I like, at least I wear heels all the time. Need one. So I went to this pedicure place that I go to a lot. I like this place.
Yeah.
So I started doing the pedicure and everything's going well. All of a sudden I wake up, I look around. It's clear that I fallen asleep during the pedicure. And when I opened my eyes, I obviously was like startled. And the girl that gave me the pedicure was like, oh, it's okay. It's okay. Go back to sleep. And I was like, wait, did I fall asleep? Right. And she's like, yeah, just take a nap. And I was like, how long have I been asleep for? And she was like, oh, 15, 20 minutes. It's okay. And I was like, oh my God.
Well, they're working on your toes.
Yes.
That's great.
And they were like, well, go ahead and go back to sleep. I was like, thanks, girls. I'm just going to leave now. I'm embarrassed. Goodbye.
Semi-related story. Shout out to Jimmy and Trish over at Lotus Nails on Russell.
Yeah, you love them.
To the Jeff Buchanan Show every single day. Thank God.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, some more you know before we go. This is weird. Canada, California, and Tokyo, Japan all have virtually the same population, the same number of people in them. Canada's current population is about 41.5 million. Tokyo's metro area is nearly 41.5 million. And California is just shy of 40 million.
Oh, wow.
Same number of people. But how crazy is that, though, that that California and Canada, you know, their whole area and Tokyo,
yeah,
which is just a city, are almost all the same.
Mm-hmm.
A little known fact, Tom Brady almost did not become the Tom Brady that you know. He was drafted by the Montreal Expos in the 18th round of the Major League Baseball draft in 1995. He decided to stick it out and go to Michigan to play football.
That's crazy. I think I remember hearing that and I was like, wow, you can never give up.
And remember, well, in the choices that you make.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you come to the fork in the road and the choices that you make.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the bird from Twitter's logo?
Yeah.
Twitter had that little blue bird.
Yeah.
It has a name. Its name is Larry. Larry Bird.
Okay.
Because the co-founder of Twitter, a guy named Biz Stone, grew up in Massachusetts and was a huge Boston Celtics fan.
Oh my God.
And somebody said, well, it's Twitter, so we'll make the bird as the logo. And he went, yep, Larry.
Ah, I love it.
It's my company, Larry. Everybody have an amazing day. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Getting ready for the Aces in Minnesota tomorrow night in T-Mobile. I'll be doing rosters and whatnot. And the NFL season starts tomorrow. And we may have some more monsoons tomorrow. Adrian, what do you got going on?
We got some brand new episodes of Unlikely that I think wrestling fans should really go check out. So go search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez on YouTube and be sure to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio.
I don't know why I didn't expect him to answer me, but when he did, I went, I don't know why, because I did ask you to respond. And
yeah.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. We're chilling today.
My God, enjoy.
Thank you so much.
Get some rest. Everybody, yeah, hold on tight. It's going to be a big show tomorrow. She's going to be fully rested.
Yes, exactly.
Make sure to call somebody that you haven't called and tell them that you love them. If you haven't done so in a while, you never know when you might not get another chance. And be a friend to somebody who could use a friend, because you never know whose life you're going to change. Believe this. Great things are just about to happen, and know this. We love you. God bless you, and thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.